Hello?
Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Aya. May I please have your email?
Mr. Harden.
What's your zip code?
2000. Yeah, Mr. Harden, 2017.
All right. And your zip?
Hotmail.com. Hello?
What's your zip?
39828.
39828?
Yes.
And your name, please?
My name is Samuel Horton.
All right, and for security, confirm the address.
1306 Talbot Avenue, Northwest, Cairo, Georgia. Zip code 39828.
Thank you. I have your account located for the Makita contest entry with the gadget or with the Bite Sub service. How can I help you?
Yeah, what now?
I have your Makita contest entry with the Bite Sub service. How can I help you?
My car holder, they gave me y'all number and said y'all took $59 off my car. I'd like to know why y'all took it off.
Okay. Do you recall signing up for the Makita contest entry where you'll pay shipping if you win? Okay, so yesterday someone did a contest for the Makita tools. We're providing that for signing up with our service. Are you stating you did not sign up for that
sweepstakes
yesterday?
What kind of Makita tool?
The brand Makita.
What is that?
It's a brand. Like, you know, you've got the Craftsman brand, you've got your Ryobi brand. Makita is another brand of tools. Do you recall signing up for any tools yesterday?
What kind of tool is it? I'd like to know what kind of tool it is.
Labor. Labor tool.
What? Labor?
Yes, sir. Tools do you use to work on things?
What is it, a saw or a grill or what?
There's a bunch of different kinds. It's a bundle for whoever wins.
I almost done it, whatever it is.
Do you recall doing that yesterday? Okay, so since you're stating you did not sign up for the contest entry yesterday where you pay just shipping if you're the winner, what I'm going to be doing is taking the IP address from the device that was used. We do take fraud very seriously. What I'm going to do is contact them. They do locate, track down, and prosecute the owner of that device to the fullest extent of the law. We are required to advise that false claims of fraud could be charged with a penalty such as a fine. So as long as you're sure you or no one in your household did the offer yesterday, we can go ahead and get the investigation started.
Yeah, because I don't know nothing about that, yeah.
Okay, sir. We'll go ahead and get that investigation started, and resolution typically occurs in 3 to 5 business days. I did go ahead and process the courtesy credit in the meantime. Do you have any additional questions?
Okay, I know, hold up, my mouth is real dry. Are they sticking together? Hold on for a minute. I got to get them loosened up. Okay, I'm trying to figure out, is it a contest?
That is correct.
I know I signed up for something yesterday from
yes.
Home Depot.
Correct.
For Home Depot, they said I had a $5 shipping and handling. But when
that
I got through it, it added up to a $59.
So you did do the survey yesterday, sir.
I will not be able to
go through with fraud on this. Now, what I would be able to do, because the information is yours and you did sign up with it, because this does provide you with great recipe guides to help you cut carbs and boost energy, I can provide a $20 price drop on any future charges for you.
Can you do what now?
I can provide $20 locked in as a future price for all future charges with us.
Okay.
So you do want to continue with the sweepstakes and the meal planning service?
Yeah, go ahead and continue with it.
All right. Well, is there anything else for you today?
No, that'll be all.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoy our service.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.